Hello, welcome to this episode of Mysteries, the podcast where we separate myth from history. I smashed that, didn't I? We'll keep fucking these up, you see, but not now.
Can we tell people something before we start?
What?
We don't know what order these episodes for season two will go out in, but no matter what way you listen to them, we have a wee bit of a ritual here in the studio before these episodes, and I actually think for listeners, they could do it too.
Yep.
It's a great, is it an aperitif before the meal or after?
Yeah, before.
A lovely aperitif, and scientifically, like a lot of these stories, it doesn't make sense. It's a myth, you might say. But see if you listen to Michael Bolton, How Can We Be Lovers?
Yeah.
Before you then listen to an episode of this podcast.
You'll be doing what we do.
You'll see in colour, baby.
Yeah.
It will enrich your experience.
You'll be like one of those wee, you know, like a wee baby when they put like an implant or something in its ear and it hears for the first time.
It's
you'll
exactly
be
like that. Like that. It's the historical podcast myth version of that.
You'll be like a kid at an American school and then he thinks he's just going home, but then his dad, who's been away fighting for 8 years, is just standing there.
The school mascot?
Yeah, yeah.
He's behind that head.
Oh, who's
it's your dad?
Who's the mascot?
He's knocked a few off over in the Middle East, but he's back.
Yeah, he's put his boot through several children like his own, but don't worry.
He's working in Abu Ghraib, but he's he's back for a wholesome moment.
Unbelievable. Speaking of terrible child-killing soldiers, this episode is all
TCKS?
About...
TCKS?
What's that? Sorry, terrible. That's great. So this episode is about Hitler.
One of your favorite historical guys, right?
You know the story. I can't about my sister.
You hate it when people do
you
that.
You know the story, though, don't you?
I can't tell you.
I shouldn't. In an interview, I think I've told this story before, haven't I? Where in an interview, basically for a history teacher job, somebody asked my sister who would be a historical figure that you would admire, and just. She blanked and said Hitler. And she happens to know somebody who also interviewed for that job who said the same thing. So two people out of maybe four or five interviewing for that job went in and went, Hitler. You know what I mean? Oh, but I mean, see, to be fair, if somebody said, I don't mean if someone says to you, who do you admire? But I think if somebody says to you, name a historical figure, this guy is going to be in most people's top five, like, because everybody has heard of him and maybe studied or learned something about this bastard. But anyway, so this is like...
Nailing your colours to the mast.
I mean, one of the greatest fuckers in all time, sure.
Understatement.
Isn't it, Lou?
Do you know who's...
Millions dead.
Because Nasty Nick from Big Brother...
He was a fucker,
Was a nasty fucker? Like.
Yeah.
He just passed notes around the Big Brother
house. All he did was smuggle a pencil. Yeah, you know what I mean? And here, mid summer 1998, fucking unbelievable. This is rough. Or was that 99? Anyway, it doesn't matter. Do you know what we don't care about on this history podcast?
Facts.
So this is about Hitler, more so about Hitler's death and when it happened, right?
Or has it?
That's the thumbnail. You've got it, right? Right? So, do you want one more?
Do the salute.
Right.
Well, we've got
double,
that.
Double,
we've actually got
double
that
from salute.
Season one.
Yeah, no, yeah. So obviously the
Photoshop came in with a wee
tiny mustache. What do you know about the accepted history of Hitler's death?
He took poison in a bunker with his generals and his missus.
Right. So, Eva Braun.
Confused between her and Eva Perón.
Oh, right, okay.
Don't cry for me, Nazi Germany.
Funny you should mention Eva Perón because...
I love when we do that on these episodes.
She was from Argentina.
Where a lot of the old Nazis
were. Where a lot of this shit is meant to have finished up, if you believe in the conspiracy. Right, so...
I might by the end
so
of
that's
episode.
That was pretty accurate. Hitler is supposed to have taken some poison in the Führer bunker.
Wait, but by the way, on what, like... What day? I'm not looking for the specific date.
April 1945.
So is this when they know they can't win or when they surrender? Or
have you ever seen the movie starring Bruno Gantz, called Downfall? So
is this where he's doing the famous thing? Where he takes the glasses off, right?
And he's taking the glasses off when he's looking at... Obviously, the Allies have absolutely surrounded Berlin at this point. And he's going, well, it's okay because Steiner can fucking counterattack them here and we'll push them back. And they go, Adolf, funny story. Steiner, he's not gonna do that. He's not there. And he's not answering texts, right? And we're only getting one grey tick, right? So and that's when Hitler goes,
yeah.
Das war ein Verstein, right? So that's when he loses his fucking mind, right? Now, I have to say this, Bruno Ganz in that movie, unbelievable, right? Do you know what's absolutely unreal in that film? You're watching Hitler.
How he doesn't break the glasses.
You're watching this motherfucker, and Bruno Ganz at a couple of moments actually makes you go, oh, that's a guy losing his mind, and you actually sort of get like a weird. It's maybe
say it.
You
feel sorry for him.
There's a bit. It tries to develop a sympathy.
It tries right? to. Don't call yourself it.
And but whereas other movies, like if you think of like other films depicting the killing of top level Nazi officials, so like the Dirty Inglourious Dozen
Bastards.
Or Inglourious Bastards. Have you ever seen the Dirty Dozen? At the end of the Dirty Dozen, this is relevant, by the way, so don't flash me, right? And also don't flash the light. But they trap a load of German officers underground and in a sort of like a cellar, and they pour petrol in on them and fucking grenade them and cook them all, right? And Tarantino used that as inspiration for Inglourious Basterds, saying you can literally show anybody doing anything to Nazis and people in the audience will eat popcorn and be like, which is why
at the end of Inglourious Basterds,
they
when I went
shoot
to see
his
it,
whole face off.
Everyone cinema applauded.
Yeah, people.
But it was just because it was a fucking great movie.
It is. It's unreal. Like, right? But then, so this is the accepted history, is that he's in the Führer bunker. So the Führer bunker was finished being made.
Sounds like a shit nightclub, Magaluf.
Finished being made in October 1944.
Come to the Führer bunker. And three shots for a pound.
It's only Jägermeister. That's it.
Come see Swedish House Mafia in the Führer bunker.
Do you like peach snaps and papas?
Remember, no money, no punani in the Führer bunker.
Oh, fucking unbelievable. So they have.
Yeah!
So, how much would the Nazis hate us, by the way? So,
Oh, yeah!
Well, then look at me. Go, that's the boy. Are you free for some promo shoots? And if the Nazis had seen me walking about in 2003, I would have been their poster boy.
Yeah. They wouldn't have had me, to be fair. We artsy intellectual, we fat boy. Nah.
But everyone is welcome at the Führer bunker.
Zwei für eins. We two for one team. Unbelievable. So anyway, the Führer bunker.
9999999999.
This ist kein Limits. Anyway, right. So anyway. Unbelievable. Two Unlimited featured Ingo Steiner. Oh,
it's
Jesus,
a my callback.
Sore,
right? Oh my god, it's an early TV me callback.
So, the Führer bunker is finished.
It's
being
a place to be.
It's finished. They finished making it in October 1944. It's in Berlin. It's this fucking.
Where I'm playing on tour, ShaneTalkComedy.com for tickets.
Right, in the Führer bunker.
Not the Führer bunker.
So it's basically like it's a bunker. It's a fucking, it's a complex. It's meant to be like bomb-proof from the sky and all that kind of shit. And he's basically living underground. So they finished making it.
For how long, roughly?
For about 3 or 4 months. So they finished making it in October. He moves into it in early January in 1945. So if you imagine, or if you don't imagine, just think about this.
Same thing.
So 1944, the Allies, land, the date I land is in June, 6th of June, 1944. So within 4 or 5 months of that, they're building, they've got the Fuhrer bunker completed, right? Because they're going,
yeah,
it's maybe the tide's turning, right? And then he's moved in January when the Ardennes offensive has failed, basically. So this was Hitler's biggest sort of last throw of the dice, was the Ardennes, what they call the Battle of the Bulge, basically, which is where they launched a massive counterattack against the Allies through the forest in Belgium. And then the American airborne basically fucking held them off. So you can watch all about that in the Foy and Bastogne episodes of Band of Brothers. Unbelievable. And they basically fought the Germans off there, held the line, and basically stopped that offensive. And then within a couple of weeks of that offensive, being defeated, Hitler moves into their Führer bunker, right? With Eva Braun, who was then his mistress or whatever, and then they get married.
In the bunker?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be nice. It's
not that romantic. There he is.
That is a fade, though.
Isn't it?
That's a fade.
Style. Just styling. And so she was like... She was in there with him.
Is this from the bunker, or is this just a picture of them?
I think that's just a picture of them. I don't think that's from the bunker. They were
glasses Nando's.
I was just about to say that is a Nando's. I was literally about to say that. Refillable.
It will need to be bomb proof, and I will need to have Nando's glasses.
Dry glaze. I can't do the three that he does because my wee hand. I can't do three that way. Look at the state of that.
Yeah.
Isn't it? It's weird. I can't. I can do that, and I can do that.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't have got caught. If I'm asking for three things, and I wouldn't do the number, but if it was, I would do that.
Right.
I would maybe do that anyway. It doesn't matter. So. So all the threes. So this is the German three. Anyway, sorry, that was my Bridget von Hammersmark there. So wasn't great. It was too low pitched. Anyway, so. Dan Kruger, oh, it's all happening, right? So we're in the bunker, right?
I wish we were.
Early January. Unbelievable. Early January 1945. Things are going pear-shaped for Hitler.
I guess how they described it to him.
Yeah.
Everything is pear-shaped, mein Führer. It has all gone pitong. I'm kidding, because it's the last episode of series. We're going to last day of school. We'll bring our own videos.
I interviewed Disco Gebagen. I tried to say Gehaben there and fucked it anyway. Gebagen, I don't even know what Gebagen means. Anyway, right, so we're in the bunker. It's 1945. It's January. The Allies continue to push from Belgium and out of France across Europe. They're in Germany. They eventually surround the bunker with like the Americans and British on basically all like the west, south and north side, and then the Russians close. Coming in from the east. Like they're fucking there. Like, I mean, the tanks are on the lawn, as they say, right? So it's not going great for Hitler at this point. And basically the accepted history is that so Goebbels is in there with him as well, with his wife and his kids and other top generals. Now, in the movie and in like accepted history, certain people are being let go at this point, as in like, you should leave, like just get out of the bunker now, because they're a day or two away from us.
So they're not like from here to Danfoss, stay away the tanks.
No,
you mean they're in the locale?
They're in Hollywood.
Right.
There's still a couple of days fighting before they get here. Do you know where they are?
You could go up Patton's Lane.
They're at the garage up there.
Right.
And out this way, they're at the Culloden. So you can still get out, right? So a few people fuck off, like that's like secretaries, cooks, whatever. Some people decide they're staying, knowing what that means, that they're definitely going to die. And so Goebbels and his wife poison their kids and then kill each other kill themselves and die, and they accepted history. They accept they kill themselves and die, and then
oh no! It looks like he has killed himself and unfortunately also died.
Well, this is the thing, Hitler killed himself and lived. So,
to a soundtrack of Bass Hunter. Now you're gone.
What a tune. So,
all I ever wanted was to get out of the bunker.
Hitler is, Schöne Grand Ogen.
Hitler said, Von Last DJ set.
Isn't it Schöne Grün Augen? Pretty green eyes.
I don't know. That's great.
Schöne Grün Augen. Anyway.
No, you want them to be blue, friends.
So anyway, Hitler is then supposed to have, they're meant to have poisoned themselves too, but then also shot themselves. So taking the poison and then make sure, right? So you're going to die either way, right? Kill yourself and die. And... so then the accepted history is then that the Russians get to the bunker first and find a load of bodies in there. People have killed themselves. Now, this is the sort of shit that was happening in different, even like through France. The German officers were frequently, especially if they were in the SS, because the different parts of the German army. Like of the whole German military sort of, different parts of the military. There's the Wehrmacht, which are like the sort of fucking regular 5-8 army, like, and then the SS is like,
it's private.
They're the true like Nazis. They're party members. They're hardcore, like fascist bastards essentially, right?
They're like Patreons.
Yeah.
And the rest are just casual listeners?
Yeah, the rest are free listeners, right?
I think we're comparing Patreons to the SS. Yeah, right.
So the SS, they put it this way, the SS can't deny, they have no deniability that they didn't know what was going on with certain things, with the Holocaust or, they were involved in atrocities the whole way throughout France and all, and Russia and different countries, Poland, all this, right? So the SS are the sorts of ones who, when they're captured, there is a danger that the Allies might do something to them. They'll torture them, shoot them, whatever. Also a danger just that they're going to be jailed or put in front of a fucking tribunal for a long time. So what's happening is a lot of like SS officers are fucking basically telling their men to fuck off or surrender, and then they're fully shooting themselves before people get there. So finding dead bodies on the way through of SS people isn't unheard of, right? So when the Russians get to the Führerbunker, when they get there, I would love, by the way, genuinely,
there's a guy.
I don't know what we call it, a twank tunnel or something, like a place for me, a wee bit. Mm-hmm. Where I can just go, a twank bunker, if you will.
Yeah.
A twunker. So,
he's a resident DJ in the Führer bunker.
DJ Twunker! So the Russians are meant to have gotten there first. This is like April 1945. And they're supposed to have found, among other bodies, Hitler's corpse. We have a picture. This is somewhat graphic.
Charlie Chaplin, mate?
Yeah. So, bullet hole in the middle of the head, whatever, right? And then they are supposed to have burnt this body, but taken his skull and dental, like his jaw and his teeth.
That would be in his skull.
I'm not gonna argue about. They're supposed to have taken all these things away, but that his body
beheaded him and then burnt him.
His body's burnt, right? And Eva Braun as well. So that's the sort of accepted history. This is when we get into the conspiracy then about some people think that Hitler lived past this point and that's not real, right? So I'm doing okay here. This is all correct so far.
Yeah.
Right.
You mean like mentally?
What?
You mean like mentally?
Is everything going okay in my life? Yeah. And I'm doing okay, aren't I?
Yeah.
All right. So, sorry for that being a wee bit graphic. These are his teeth, apparently. Also graphic. Now, what I would say is...
Man needs Invisalign.
He does. He does. A lot of weirdness is there. Is that like grilled some sort of... Like I was going to say, like a metal grill.
Mm-hmm.
So this is apparently his teeth. Now, this is where you get into some shit here, right? So there's some theories that this wasn't Hitler, right? Let's start off by looking at... Let's say Hitler wasn't that guy. So who could it have been? Some people say Hitler did have doubles.
Yeah.
So there was a guy called Julius Schreck. So this is a set of photos issued by the U.S. I think OSS. This came from their fucking secret sort of fucking whatever military intelligence office of. Oh, they're not called Office of Secret Services. What is it?
Doesn't OSS? Matter.
It matters to me. The OSS, Office of Secret. Something. Anyway, right. They issued this to American
World
soldiers.
Boy band?
American soldiers to say these are potential looks that Hitler might be might be going for.
What, like for inspiration?
Yeah. This is like a mood board, right? this is like a queer eye for the fucking megalomaniac guy.
What's it? What do you think is the best look there?
Personally, I love the bottom right because he looks like Humphrey Bogart playing Dracula.
Yeah.
And I also love top middle because he looks like Christy Moore.
I'd say a bottom left.
You like bottom left?
Yeah.
It's probably the best disguise, but it looks like a disguise.
Yes.
Whereas I think middle with the mustache gone, it's hard to picture Hitler without his mustache. So shaving the tash and going bald is a good look, I think, for him. But
or done up all like a goth.
Maybe he's like hanging around City Hall, you know what I mean? Being like,
big DMs and all.
They wouldn't let me into the art college, bro. that's top Hitler banter, by the way. That's where it all started. I think he's a wee spoiled art dick who didn't get his art looked at.
Art dicko?
Yeah. and then he's just gone nuts. Anyway, so to say nothing of involvement of World War One and all that, but anyway, so he... these are looks that people are saying he might be going for because they're expecting him to make a run for it.
Yeah.
So this is a guy called Julius Schreck.
Shit look like.
Who was...
Looks
who,
nothing like him.
Who was Hitler's driver and a keen supporter. Do you know what, mate? He was an early subscriber.
Wee fanboy.
He was in there at the start. He's the... If it was on my Patreon, he's the Jonathan Brooks, right? He's in there just straight away.
Shout
right?
out to Jonathan Brooks for that lovely comparison.
He loves it. Wee Julius, right? Julius Schreck was Hitler's driver, early supporter. Some people believe that he was a double for Hitler and would go to some events and basically pretend to be Hitler, or that at least if he was driving about dressed as Hitler, people might think that is Hitler.
Right, right.
So he died, though, in the 30s, but some people say that this is evidence of there being a double or that he had doubles. A couple of people who were in the bunker said that Hitler... had a couple of guys milling about who basically looked like him, right? Other people who were there said he never used doubles. That was a load of shit. Some people said that he didn't use doubles, though, were like people who maybe had a reason. So there was a guy at the Nuremberg trials who was like a German, I think he was like an SS officer, said that Hitler never used doubles. And I'm going, well, you fucking would say that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you call it? Wasn't there like a... an interpreter, there was an interpreter as well. I can't remember where she was.
Wasn't
from.
Wasn't there Dan?
Also, no, but it's in the wee document I sent. She also said that there was no evidence of him using doubles, but I sort of was reading into it and going, she also had a few wee reasons to maybe not be telling the truth, right?
How much, if you could, would you just use doubles to do stand-up for you, podcasts and everything else, and you would just sit in your twang tunnel?
I would just collect.
Twang. You'd sit in your twang.
I'd be like, I would maybe do a deal with them where it was like 80-20, 80 to me, like, they go do my material, I write it, they perform it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I bounce, right? Yeah. So Some people say that this body then that they found in the bunker was spurious because, well, here's my theory, genuine mine. I don't know if anyone else has said this. Why would you shoot yourself there? I don't think
it's
anybody...
It's a weird angle for a gun.
I don't think anybody lifts a handgun and here I don't know, but I don't think anybody does that. I think you go, don't you? Or...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or the classic Warden Norton, you know. We know you're in there, Warden.
But surely he is that.
I would probably do that one.
Even for that time, surely his image is so much ingrained in people's heads that it has to be him. They're not going to look at someone who looks a bit like it's
dead
like
body,
if,
though.
It's like, if it doesn't matter, but if it was me and Ryan Gosling's laying there, you'll still know it's me. Some people might be.
But if it was you and Vladimir Putin, you'd be going,
I'd get away with it.
He'd be going, who's who here?
Yeah.
I think, here's a wee thing about that body as well, right? That body was found in a dry water tank in the Fuhrer bunker with other bodies. So they've all obviously gone in there to fucking do themselves, or they've done themselves and somebody's come around and
what
gone.
What do you mean a dry water? Oh, okay.
Somebody's coming and gone, always getting like a bath.
Oh, okay.
From what I read, and he was found wearing darned socks. And I don't mean, oh, those darned socks. I mean, they were repaired. They were sewn. So he'd ripped socks and then sewn them. And some people go, that's something a double or a soldier might do, but not Hitler.
But if he's in the bunker, it'd be harder.
But he would just have socks. But you'd have bunker socks. Fosty and me were talking about this the other day. We would both overpack to stay in the bunker. Or, well, we were actually talking about overpacking to go away for B&Bs or whatever. Like, you know, you're going away for 4 days, take 10 pairs of monks.
Yeah.
Because you never know.
No, take 5.
I'll take maybe 2 a day plus. What I would actually take is 9. If it's 4 days, I'll take 2 a day just in case. And then one, like an extra one for the pot, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You know, when you're doing mash, you go 2 potatoes each.
Yeah,
one for
right.
Like that sort of thing, or that's what you do if you're in a fat boy house. Now,
can
anyway.
Can I say on a complete side note, I'm going to Dubai on...
Dubai what?
Thursday.
Socks.
Thursday, I think it is. And because it's that warm, I'm not taking any jumpers or anything. Isn't that such a cool way to pack?
That is class. Because jumpers take up the most space.
3 days, and because it's warm out there and you want day clothes and night clothes, that's different. So I'll probably go for 3 days. I'll go...
Eight t-shirts?
I might go 7 pairs of boxers.
Do you know what? I would do 7 or 8. If it's really hot, I might even do 9.
I'll do 2 pairs of socks a day. I'll do 2 shirts, a t-shirt, 3 vests, 2 football tops.
This is like
2 pairs of swimming shorts.
This is like the bit in
the Russians are coming.
Few Good Men, where Caffey's just going through all the things that were in Santiago's thing, and he's like, "I'm wondering why it wasn't packed."
2 pairs of sunglasses.
We'll come back to that.
2 pairs of trainers. Let's go.
Right. I'm glad we all know what you're taking with you to Dubai. Any other comedians going with you?
No.
Oh. Interesting. Interesting. What?
That you weren't asked?
No. I wouldn't have gone.
You would hate it?
I'd hate.
I know.
See, if you're going to Siberia, I'm your man, right?
The place to be.
So.
And if you're a bunker.
Going to the Fuhrer bunker, yeah! Right, so.
Oh, hold on. Continue, I want to do something.
So, right, so he's far more in these socks, and some people think that that's a sign that. And I may be buying this a wee bit. I go, I believe Hitler would have his own socks. Like, I think he would just get a new pair. I don't think from where?
Just run down to Debenhams there and pick us up a pair of socks.
But you would have more than one pair. I don't think he'd be found. I just don't buy...
Maybe it was wash day.
I just don't buy Hitler. No, I don't buy that. I think it's a potential thing.
If your whole theory is based on a pair of socks.
Now, the biggest piece of evidence that I think that is interesting in starting a wee spark here of maybe he didn't die at this moment is that at the Potsdam conference, what was that? At the Potsdam conference, which was like a conference between Potsdam. I think the big people, if you like, the big players at that would have been Stalin and Churchill and I want to say FDR at this point from America.
Yeah, I think so.
He's still alive. So pre Truman anyway. And this was a sort of what's to be done with Germany and how are we going to conclude all this sort of conference at Potsdam, which is after Hitler's meant to be dead. Stalin says... he's alive and wasn't in the bunker and is probably in Spain or Argentina.
Firstly,
which is massive.
It was Truman.
It was Truman.
And Attlee was there too, apparently.
Attlee? Not fucking...
Both of them.
Oh, right, okay.
Why was Argentina the place that they all went?
I think it's because it's like so far out of the fucking way. Like, I mean, at this time, like, it's not Europe. It's not Africa, obviously. I don't need to go all through places Argentina isn't. But, like, it's not somewhere that was in part of the war. And it's just somewhere you can fucking hide. South America, nobody, you can go there, nobody will know who the fuck you are.
Go back to Potsdam. Do you think Stalin's just spreading misinformation?
He could have been, but I'm going, what does he have to gain by? Surely, I go like, he has more to gain by going, we got to the Führer bunker and we killed Hitler.
I think because he wants to keep the war going in a way, because he wants to keep fighting for Germany. He doesn't want to give up immediately and he wants people back home to continue the support, the war. And if they think of Hitler's dead, they're like, okay, bring the boys home, where he wants to keep, he wants to hold as much of Europe as possible.
That is interesting. I don't know. I just think, I think it's a bigger PR win to say that you killed Hitler.
Did General Zhukov not come out and say he was dead as well at some
point?
Yeah,
but then he Zhukov's known to be...
Bully Shitter?
Well, he had like a proper, I need to be the guy that finds this cunt. I need
HSP.
The head of Hitler.
And
see the skull? Now, this is where we get into some of the...
All right.
Sorry. Historical spoof.
I know we were on an express bus.
Spoof.
Thought it might stop for pick up some banter.
So, I didn't really want to do train banter when we're talking about the Nazis anyway. So, I've ruined it now, haven't I? It's like, I've made a bad joke in the middle of my best man speech now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everybody was loving it when I was saying how lovely everybody looked.
I saw it go really wrong once with a joke in the middle.
Really?
And it's like, how would you not know not to do that?
Right.
We'll leave it there. Tell you about that.
So, I sort of want it though.
I'll give you.
Right.
Just not yet.
All right. So, can we finish with it?
No, I can't tell you on
this. You won't tell me
podcast.
On this, right? Okay. So, anyway.
I can't tell you this real personal information in the middle of a podcast. Wait till the end of the pod.
Right. Fuck me. I'm getting rinsed here like I'm trying to do my Führer bunker. Right. Now, that's fine for state. Right, anyway, so so interesting little fact about so Zhukov is supposed to be
Danny?
He's meant to be the guy who's that's unbelievable. He's meant to be the guy that got in there and found Hitler or whatever, and he had talked to people about how much he needed to be that guy. Like, I must be the guy. Some people are like, well, you're going to find any cunt and say that's Hitler's head, right?
But so, I guess everybody wanted to be the guy that not found Hitler, that killed Hitler.
Yeah, but then if you're going to stumble across a body, if you get to the Führer bunker and realize everyone in it's dead, you're going to go, well, at least we got here first, where the guys that found him.
Yeah.
So this is where we get into some deeper shit here, right? Now, there's a couple of books about this. There's one called Grey Wolf.
So if I was the first one to find him, I would have fired a shot.
What was that? You don't buy a Grey Wolf?
Apparently it's absolute bullshit.
I think it is bullshit.
The two guys who wrote it did no research.
They have no credibility, yeah. Right?
Here, if I found him, I would have fired a shot and went, lads,
I got him. Got him!
Why does it stink in here? I'd be like, that's just...
These notes! So here's the concept. Stalin says he's buggered off to Spain or Argentina, right? In Argentina, there's a guy, other Nazis did go there.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, loads.
Some people have suggested that Martin Bormann, who was like a...
He went around the world with Ewan McGregor, didn't he?
Some people say Martin Bormann, who was sort of like Hitler's chief secretary and by all accounts a complete cunt, who was also meant to have been found in the bunker, by the way. Some people say that he made a deal with the Allies so that they would give information and like priceless works of looted art to the Allies in order to sort of look the other way, and we'll set up this double, we'll kill a double, put them in the bunker, and Hitler and Eva Braun can buck off to South America. a guy then said that he had a photo of himself with Hitler. So this is an ex-SS officer, said that he had a photo of himself hanging out with Hitler in Argentina in 1954, which we have a photo of. That is...
Oh, shit.
Do you? I think that's somewhat convincing. Do you know the
in
least,
what world?
Do you know the least...
Hey, do you want to see a photo of a few boys hanging out? There you go.
Do you want to know what the least convincing part of that is?
But he's still wearing a suit. He'd be wearing a t-shirt and shorts.
The black background for me behind one. Because that could just be a picture of Hitler from any time.
Photography in 1955 was way better than that.
But I think this is from like a printout in a newspaper.
Can we go back to the idea you said that Bormann claimed that the Allies would let them go if they gave
Claimed that Bormann did all that, yeah.
The Allies were going to win anyway. They were going to get all that technology. They were going to get all those artifacts back by winning the war. Why make a deal?
There's pieces of art that they've never got back.
Well, then the Bormann deal was obviously a great deal then, wasn't it?
No, but I don't think he gave them back everything. I think it was like, I can give you some information that will be useful to you.
Say if I was the Allies negotiating the deal, I go, give us it all.
But they... I don't think Bormann.
He will give you some of it.
I don't think Bormann was going. We'll give you some of it. I think he's going. I'll tell you where there's some stashes of this shit.
I see. They had it everywhere. All stashes.
But maybe he didn't know them. I'm not defending Martin Bormann. Let's be clear. I'll tell you this.
Some parts of Argentina are just like German villages. Yeah. Since then.
Yeah.
So obviously that many of them.
A lot of them got away to South America, right?
I think was it not, but the part of the reason they went there was that there's already German communities there. They weren't set up.
Yeah, primarily. It's like a colonial thing. The Germans, I think, in is it colonial? I don't know if they had a full colony there, but there was definitely Germans in Argentina before the war.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
Dan just said.
I look at that photo and I sort of go,
I'll tell you what's bullshit.
That is vaguely convincing.
He wouldn't still be wearing a suit. And he wouldn't have the wee moustache.
I think he'd have the moustache.
He wouldn't have the moustache.
But he's supposed to essentially be living a pretty fucking good life there, according to what I read, right?
I think it's one of those things.
He's had a daughter with Eva Braun called Ursula. And apparently, so according to this story, she's left him around 1954. Now, what I would say is, imagine getting through the Führer bunker in a relationship. What has he done?
You can't like a holiday.
What has he done in 1954? Do you know what I mean? He must have been doing something mental in the house. Yeah. Like he's purposely not unloading the dishwasher or something. Like something mad because he's done something. He's leaving earbuds somewhere.
That many people would need to know about it. Like,
why would he pose for a photo?
I don't think he is posing. I think it's a wee secret photo.
He's missing this guy, is he?
It's 1954, it's not 1905. You know, the guy isn't winding up and going, wait for the birdie. Like,
now, can I tell you something? Bullshit. There's no way he get, because that many people would know about it. It's eventually going to get back to like the Allies. It's eventually going to get back to the British government.
Funny
the
say
government.
About it getting back to the Allies, Shane. Because the FBI and CIA both investigated this as late as the 1960s. They were investigating, was he living down there? And they claim that they found very little. They claim they found nothing, that they couldn't find him. And I'm going, well, you would say that?
It would be bad for them if
they
found
him. It would be so bad for the Allies to go, here, do you remember we said we got him? I'll say this, see the skull that they have that's meant to be Hitler's? DNA tested, it belongs to a woman. Does that give you any wee itch on the underside of the bulb? Because that's where I get it.
No, because who knows what happened when the Soviets went into that bunker?
Exactly. Who knows? I'm saying...
I think it's more likely that the body was messed around with or something happened to the body rather than Hitler still alive.
But they said this is Hitler's skull.
Yeah, so someone...
And it was a woman.
Someone accidentally smashed Hitler's skull. They were like, oh, what the fuck?
I don't think you do it by accident.
What age would he need to be now?
Oh, he's not alive now. It's more. Some of them say that he died in the 60s, like... They basically say that he lived in the 50s and died sort of late 60s, which would have meant he was what, like fucking 70, 80 odd. I think he was born like 1880s, 1890s, 1880. I don't know. When was he born? Well, he fought. Fuck up. I'm basing it on, I know he fought World War One, which is in fucking 1914. So, like, I mean, if he was fucking fighting then, I'm going, he must have been born in the 1890s. I'm going to say 1892, 1893. Look him up.
89.
1889. That is, do you know what? That's, do you know, that is deduction. That's deduction. So if he lived until the 60s, so 89 to 69 would have been 80 years. So if he died in he died in his fucking 70s, then. That's believable.
It's believable. Just think, I think that many people would need to know about it.
I don't think that. Sorry.
Okay, another I don't point. Think that. So he gets to Argentina. The story that I've heard is that they transport him to Spain, and from Spain jumped on a U-boat.
Yeah, meant to be by submarine. Yeah.
South America. If Hitler's in South America for, 20, 25 years?
Yeah.
Just living a quiet life?
No,
does he forget about the Third Reich, Fourth Reich? Just he's not going to write a follow-up to Mein Kampf?
You've had your go, like.
Well, he needs to pretend to be dead.
Hang on. You've had your go. You think he just accepts it?
Yeah.
He was pretty passionate about it at the time, Kieran.
Mate, I'll say it, right, no. See if you survived all that. You survive, right, imagine this. You're in the Führer bunker. The glasses are off.
Now he's putting the Ray-Bans
on. You've also potentially, some people, right, so you've heard of the July 20th plot?
Aye. When that happened?
The movie Valkyrie, right? So this was the plot to kill Hitler in July 1944. The Allied invasion has happened. It's going extremely well for the Allies. The Germans are fucked. They were basically sleeping on Normandy. They thought it was going to be at Calais, all that. And some people in the German army, like
Tom Cruise, decides to kill Hitler.
Yeah, Tom Cruise goes after him. I mean, what a guy, right?
He probably did kill himself.
So this,
Tom Cruise
this plot, Klaus von Stauffenberg, that's the guy that Cruise plays. And other people that were high-ranking people in the German military plotted to kill Hitler, and they actually fucking nearly got him. Now, some people actually say that a double of Hitler was there and was killed, and Hitler wasn't even injured by that. Now, other people are saying it was Hitler, and he was only injured. So the long short of it is they brought a bomb in a briefcase, in like an attaché case, to another one of Hitler's bunkers out in the fucking forest where he was still planning military stuff. And imagine, for talk's sake, it's like a leg of a table like that, and Hitler standing on the other side of it, and they put the bomb here, and the fucking leg absorbed quite a lot of the blast and didn't kill him. But other people say that that's when he became very paranoid then, and that's when he started like contemplating like living in a bunker and all that kind of shit. And then I think if you've survived that and survived the Führer bunker and the near brush with the Russians, and you get the Argentina, you probably go, do you know what? It was class for 12 years. It was class. I've had my go.
Let's he got look in some in 33, other historical he's out in 45. Dictators, Genghis Khan, Stalin, Lenin. These guys all went quietly into the night.
What do you mean?
Like dictators don't just walk away from trying to fucking rule the world and live a quiet life in Argentina.
I'm trying to think of any who have done that, though.
Yeah, please do.
No, I need to actually think, though, Dan. I can't go, here we go. Dictators have...
You do 10 times Dan every episode. Dan, what size ruler's face?
I don't have a computer in front of me.
Dan.
What other, like, dictator...
Head school.
What do you call... Dick.
A bit like Hitler.
What do you call school. Him in what do you call him? Sulla. Sulla in Rome. Sulla was
pilot.
Sulla was a Roman leader who ruled a couple of times and gave Rome back to the people, and the Roman Republic went, here, you shall have it.
And there is famed for doing that because he's the only person to have ever done it.
Let me see who else has walked away from power. I don't know. I'm trying to think of people who are meant to have been dead and then escaped, though. Who's
I'm
that?
Walking
who
away.
Else has done that? Has anyone done that?
Kaiser Soze. No, he doesn't.
No, seriously though, has anyone Richard Nixon walked away from it? What?
Wasn't a dictator?
Yeah, not quite the same.
No, it's not the same, but I mean,
okay, then let's move
corrupt
on.
American leader, he didn't fucking run for president again. Who else? No, I'm trying.
I've never seen you look at me like that ever.
I'm literally.
I've never seen you. Look
I'm
that.
Literally trying.
Do you know what?
To...
The facade dropped. The nice
mask.
Guy.
The mask.
The nice guy. The guy who can't come to lunch because his wife's feeling unwell. The facade dropped, and you looked at me for a split second, in a way where I went, "Do I know this guy?"
Right.
Do you know what that is? Day 12 in the Führer bunker. The novelty's worn off. The novelties, all the banter's gone away. Are you getting no reception down what, here?
There must have been, the banter and the bunker must have been shit.
Day one. Day one would be brilliant.
Oh, look, it's class and all.
Go you don't have to grand.
I know, you don't have to go out for anything. And then day three, it's like, you can't go out for anything.
Here's your McDonald's in here. I'm only joking, fuck's sake.
So, like, I'm just trying to think, is there another person that's like that, though, who's walked away? Like, has anyone else faked their own death from par? It's hard to.
What about the guy who said he died in a boat and then he was buying property in Panama?
Oh, but that he wasn't. Was that not just the guy? Was that the guy who faked his death in England, in the canoe? I don't think he was a powerful guy, but yeah. But you would
powerful.
I think if
canoe.
You fake your death, you stay away. Elvis. Is he alive? If he has, he's done a job of staying hidden. Like
JFK.
Do you know what I mean? Anyway, listen.
It's all
listen,
coming
listen.
Together.
This is the theory. And then, so those people investigate it. And then there's people, sorry, when I say those people, I mean FBI and CIA investigated it and said they couldn't.
And there's a British guy at the time, Roper.
Oh, I don't know about him, I don't think.
Trevor Roper was the, like, assigned from Parliament to go and investigate the death and the surroundings of it.
But they did bring back some Nazis from South America and put them on trial.
Well, he had them tied up in ropes. Not
fuck.
Fuck.
I think we should
HBF historical banter feel. Damn it.
Like I say, loads of Nazis did go to South America and yeah, how did they get there? How did they get like the documentation to get out of Germany?
Because they're fucking they're,
who gave it to them? You have to get the documentation somehow.
But the documentation must be coming from their own like from
two
their own
places.
Where?
The Red Cross. The Vatican.
Oh, the Vatican. What have you done, lads? The men of cloth failed once again. Oh, mate. Christy Merlerk. Anyway, do you know what's mad about this? Here's some that I heard recently about the Vatican and this. So the Vatican, a lot of SS members were daily communicants, which are like people who go to mass every day. Big takes, and a lot of them were like what do you call a confessing Catholic? So they confess regularly, right?
Well, they've got a lot to confess.
I know.
Imagine
right?
the priest hearing that.
They
you what?
No one from the SS.
Slow down. Clear schedule.
No one from the SS was excommunicated.
I've been swearing to my mother. Anything else? Fail.
Million dead. But Joseph Goebbels was excommunicated from the Catholic Church. Do you know why? This is mental.
Swearing his mouth.
Because he married a Protestant.
Really?
So the Vatican are happy to cut you loose for a mixed marriage at this time, but not for a million dead. You know what
Genocide.
I mean? So crazy. So they get the documents from those two places. Yeah. That's fucking wild. I didn't know that. So who? What's the Roper thing? He's like a British guy.
So he's a British guy, yeah. The government sent across to investigate after the Russians, obviously.
And what did he find anything?
He found no evidence that would suggest Hitler was still alive.
I wonder if those people are being paid off.
Give me another myth then. Give me another theory.
All I know is that in the movie Hellboy, he says something like, when Hitler died in 64, we had to shut down, or whatever year, we had to shut down this agency, and somebody goes, Hitler died in 1945, and your man just goes, did he?
I remember this.
And just walks. It's a walk and talk. It's a great walk and talk. Yeah.
The other evidence that, like, they obviously did bring some Nazis back from South America, so would they not have gone after Hitler pretty hard?
They gave some of them great jobs. NASA? Who was the famous guy?
So that was Operation Paperclip.
I've thought of a couple of comparisons that are interesting, actually, right? So one that's interesting about, like, say, potential mutilation of the body and what have you, the Gaddafi thing. So they literally showed you him getting fucking murdered on the TV and, like, his body getting fucking beat up and all by people, which was fucking horrendous, right? They actually literally showed you that on the TV.
I remember.
It was ludicrous. I'm sort of going, that maybe gets you going down the line of going, there is potential that his body get fucking mutilated, yeah. Right? You're a dick, right? And then another little comparison, though, Osama bin Laden. We never saw that body. Do you believe he's dead? Because I don't know about that.
Barely
and he would stay away. If he was alive, he's in a jail somewhere. Do you believe he's dead?
again, I think so many people would need to know, but
I don't. I think it's like, isn't that like 10, 15 people who all have a reason to shut the fuck up?
Well, you got the full, was it two SEAL teams that went in, plus everyone who organised it?
Yeah, and they're all fucking on their wraps, like, to not speak or you get shot.
Hillary Clinton? She was there watching it with Barack.
What secrets has she hadn't done? Where was your husband that weekend? Oh, I don't know. Raffling, right? Anyway, do you know what I mean? I don't know. I'm just saying. I don't see
how this relates to Hitler, but sure.
I'm saying because it does relate. The big devil, the big bastard, and then it's like actually, oh, he's dead, but
not quite the same.
We don't
level.
Have his body. Osama bin Laden,
millions, and Hitler,
millions dead as a result of what he did. In the wars that he caused.
Millions dead.
Yeah, millions dead. Millions of people died in Iraq and Afghanistan. Millions of people.
The same level as World War II?
No. But that's like me going Burnley and Man United are both football clubs. Yeah, they're not the same level. They're in the same league. Yeah. They're in the same league, but they're not the same size of club.
Here at the minute they are.
That's Glazers. Eh?
Okay. One club's a lot bigger.
Want to talk about a dictator? Man United. Want to talk about a dictator? Right? I'm going like, I sort of, do you not see a parallel there? Big bad wolf gets killed. Everyone's like, oh, happy days. Come see the body. Nah. Here's a skull. Actually, it's a woman.
So why would they cover it up then? Why would they want Hitler still alive?
Why would
alive?
They have kicked Osama bin Laden out of a helicopter?
What if he'd had a
don't
head transplant?
Don't answer a question with another question.
Say it again, though. I didn't hear
what
your question.
What if Hitler had a head transplant?
I didn't hear your question. What'd you say?
Why would they cover up Hitler's death if he was still alive?
Because maybe he fucking gave him information. Maybe it suited them. Why would they be letting other people out? Why would they be helping people? Like, why would the Vatican help people?
Well, if the Vatican aren't covering it up.
That makes a like change.
like the government's
vestments.
If you're telling me that over,
brush it under the vestments.
Scooter.
No, I think if they gave information and say like riches back to people, like stolen art. Riches back that might be a reason why they would. I'm just playing devil's advocate here. I don't know what happened, but I'm.
You're
I'll say this.
Giving any evidence.
I find that photo vaguely convincing.
I don't.
So far, you're.
Do you think that's Hitler?
I think it's a drawn of.
I think it's a drawn.
That's Hitler.
I think that's him. Nobody else looks like that.
So you're basing it on this shitty picture and the fact that he wore socks with holes in it?
That's enough for me to go, there's a thread to be pulled.
And it was. That's why I had the stitch in that.
I think it may have suited some people by if he was still alive in the fucking mid-50s to into the 60s, that it would probably suit people to go leave him where he is. I really do.
Leave him be. The most evil man history's ever seen.
Is he the most evil, do you think? I mean, it's definitely he's up early.
I think he's going for the role. You know what I mean? Yeah.
How many?
Stalin's got to be up there as well.
Aye. Well, Stalin famously said one death. Stalin famously said one death is a tragedy, a million deaths is a statistic. And I'm like, you can probably only say that with a million dead behind you. This is getting into that thing I was saying to you about during the Genghis Khan episode, where you go, how do you mentally adjust to, I've just killed a couple of million people. Stalin killed millions, like.
That's like a bit.
Stalin killed more people than Hitler.
That statistic thing's a little bit like when I famously fucked up Kevin Hart's intro at the Dublin gig in the arena, and then when we did the Belfast one, his American tour manager said to me, "Are you the guy that introduced him last night?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Once is a mistake, twice is a habit."
Oh, why?
I can't wait.
I can't wait until the tables are turned and I get to turn around to his tour manager and go, you the guy who cancelled me walking on to support him that one day?
Yeah, you won't be getting
yeah, me. once is a mistake, twice is your fucking knees in my fridge, mate. Anyway, I keep knees. Anyway, so I just wonder, do you not think it genuinely right?
Always.
My mind is open to the idea that, because I'll say this, I always used to go, they have his fucking skull. And when I read that that skull belonged to a woman, that did make me go. And I've started to investigate.
Right, I don't know enough about this other than what we've talked about today.
That's everything I've given you, everything.
I'm mainly focusing on the Führer bunker banter, really. That's kind of been Führer banter the whole time.
Banter.
Do I think, what percentage of me thinks he died in that bunker and was poisoned, or shot himself? 95%.
Quick question. Do you think the photo of the dead body with the bullet wound here is more convincing than that?
Yes.
Right.
I think, I don't believe the Argentina thing, because I don't just think to be like, we'll have him in this like mansion and all in Argentina, but we'll keep it out of the way so people won't find him. I don't believe that. But I believe...
Bin Laden lived in that. And again, I am using it just as a throwaway example. But Bin Laden lived in that fucking compound for ages and nobody knew where he was.
Or did they?
But nobody knew where he was. Nobody knew. Like, he's being sheltered there. Like, so I think he could hide somewhere like South America and people just wouldn't know. I mean, stay indoors, stay alive.
But they went and they got Eichmann and Mengele. They went and got other senior Nazi officials.
But why would they have done a deal and maybe they haven't.
Why would they do a deal with Hitler? It'd be much better PR to take him out and kill him.
The sort of deal that Hans Landa does in Inglourious Basterds, where he's like, we end the war now? And because they were...
The war was over.
Oh, no, but they... Well, they... But he could have maybe kept... Could he have kept it going?
No. You said earlier.
I don't think he could have kept it going. Like, I'm asking questions. I don't know. Part of me thinks...
Well, the greatest thing is the smoking gun for you in this is that, which looks like... You've put a photo of him through like an old Microsoft application. You know,
it very much looks like a handout you would have got in like second year history.
Yes.
And the furry look of it would have made you go,
Does that not show that Hitler's alive and in Argentina with a guy? There.
It's a Game Boy camera.
Yeah. A Game Boy camera.
It's Hitler. Well, see, if he was alive for the Game Boy.
That's a great joke.
You know what I mean? He's alive for the Game Boy, though. Yeah. I don't know. I think there's something to this. I do, but I don't know how much of it. I would say let's go 70-30 that he died in the bunker.
Right.
And 30% of me. Two-thirds. Let's do two-thirds of me thinks he died in the bunker and that the accepted history is correct. But there's now a third of me going, why the bullshit skull? Why the lies? You know?
Crucially, if we're basing things on that picture there, that black and white picture, my big smoking gun is that if he did live in Argentina, he wouldn't still have the moustache and be wearing a suit every day. I think he would have transitioned into more of a sweatpants.
I think this might have been like a, what do you call it though? Like an event, like a birthday.
He wouldn't have been going to events, mate.
Birthday in the bunker.
Yeah, that's the way the FBI lure him out. Do you fancy a 40th? He's like, yeah.
Glück like Geburtstag, Hitler. You know what I mean?
A party?
Ein Party, bitte. Okay, well, I'm gonna... Is there any other bits of this that I'm missing?
Those I want to go and have lunch.
There's books from people written after 2000 that are...
Me and Fawzi want to have lunch.
Yeah.
Lunch. Do a part two. No. In the
there's
next
definitely
series.
Not enough for part two, but just... Let I'm me just say this. One. There's books written in the 2000s. That are absolute shit about this, like just very rare, not really well researched, and just very like conjecture, and a wee bit more like nearly the way I'm getting on about like Bin Laden and all. Just like, oh, sure, like in Streets of Rage, the boss asks you, do you want to work with him? And then if you say no, you end up in Argentina. Do you know what I mean? So a wee bit like that. But what do you think? So you're 95%.
I think he died in that bunker or around that time anyway. I don't think there's anywhere in the world he could have gone without it being such big news from people just fucking talking.
Shaved the head though, and that's the wee grow back 20 years later.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is...
10 years later.
How many people would it take to get him to a different country? At the minimum, right? Considering who he is, what
how
they need
people
to do.
How many people crew a U-boat?
If there was deals...
80-odd.
Yeah, but if there's deals to be done... Then some of the allies know about it. That, and then they tell people. This just creates such a big group of people who would know about this. And eventually one of them is going to tell, like, you know.
I think between Vatican helpers, U-boat guys, and somebody in Argentina to go here, jump on the back of a taxi.
But also, he arrives at some village in Argentina, some little short, angry guy. He might have shaved his head. He's going to be pissed off for the first couple of months. People are going to.
I think he's in a mansion there. I think he's in a big house, and he's just like, here. Can you imagine this, though? Imagine how happy you would be to be alive.
No, no.
You think his life's
devastated because the Third Reich is fucking fallen.
Yeah. He'd be fucked off, like.
Yeah.
I mean,
you wouldn't be happy.
Listen. You'd be annoyed. See, when you quit a job, there's some annoyance.
How are
right?
you? Half fucked off.
I know, yeah. I'm fucked off. I miss the Führer bunker, right? Maybe, like, you'd be
I think he sees it more of a vocation than a job.
Are you ready for Buenos Aires New Nightclub? It's not the Führer bunker. Shh. And that covers his moustache. Shh. Maybe that's why he walked around Argentina.
what would he call his new club in Buenos Aires? What would he call it?
I don't know enough.
Don't cry for me.
Yeah. I don't know enough. Yeah. Argentine banter for that to work.
Yeah, neither do I. I don't know anything about Argentina.
No.
Oh, it's going to get messy though. Yeah.
That's the end of season two, folks.
Yeah, thanks. Well, like I say, I'm 2-1 that he died in the bunker. But one that he got away. Anyway, picture's convincing. So, yeah.
Thanks for being with us for Mystery Season 2. Who knows what we'll be back for? Could it be Season 3?
Probably.
You up for it?
Probably. I'm up for it. Are you up for it?
Yeah, I'm up for it.
When?
After the summer.
Oh, post-summer? Wow.
Summer?
Early summer?
Released after the summer.
Okay. Oh, I like that.
I need to, basically, in my head, like the memory's full.
Yep.
I'll need to delete some space.
I need to. Do you know what I think we both need? We need to live in the present for a wee while, Shane.
Yes.
And spend too much time in the past.
You'll go to Argentina.
Gonna be fucking spinning the decks out there. Yeah. That's what you would call it, spinning decks, yeah. Right? Spinning decks, I meant to say, but that's weird, isn't it? Yep. Thanks for joining us. Bye.